welcome, sir. God bless you, sir.
Amen. I thank the Lord for such an open air Sunday worship service, and that you are here. An unforgettable experience, unforgettable time. And the Lord, in His mercy, will open your eyes.
Amen.
Open your mind. Open your heart.
Amen.
Open your spirit.
Amen.
To know and to see what He has for you.
Amen.
Now, I'm taking the story of Joseph. I know we did chapter 38 today in our Sunday scripture. I'm going to chapter 37. Chapter 39, and then I'm going to look at something. Many people, when they say, count your blessing, name them one by one, and see what God has done. But in their mind, while they are singing, count your blessing, name them one by one, and see what God has done. In their heart, they are thinking, count your losses one by one and see what they have done. The people of the world, the people around me, the people in my family, those who don't want me to go up, count your losses. See, name them one by one. Count your losses, see what they have done. And then they start crying. Today, you'll forget the past. Whatever they have done will be buried here today. And then you will look up and say, now I see what God has done.
Amen.
I'm talking to a life over there today. The Lord will take you out of your dungeon. And He will lift you to the mountaintop. You will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Father, we come to you today. Watch a service that you have brought us to, that will bury the past, that will lead and resurrect a new life, a new man, a new woman, a new professional, a new youth, a new family, and you take everyone to the mountaintop in Jesus' name. Stamp success on everyone. Power on everyone. Achievement on anyone. That the losses of the past will be totally forgotten. And then in your life, elevation, exaltation, that you lift up your people, that this emancipation time will not be a wasted time for us. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Sit now in the blessing of the Lord. As we come today to the service, the three words I want to leave with you. Number one, elimination. Number two, emancipation. Number three, elevation. What he wanted to do to Joseph: eliminate the man, kill the dream, kill the dreamer. Number one, elimination. But then God in His plan, God in His prophetic decree, gave him emancipation. And then he didn't just stay there emancipated. He had elimination. I bring the gift of God to you today. That gift is called elevation. For you. Where are you there? I must spot you out. The Lord will elevate you in Jesus' name. The message today, from elimination through emancipation to elevation. I'm reading to you from Genesis chapter 37. I'm reading from verse 23. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped him out of his coat of many colors that was on him. Coat of many colors that was on him. He lost that. Before we finish the story, you will know that he gained a coat of multiplied coronation. He lost the coat of many colors, and then the Lord said, don't worry, Joseph, I'll give you another coat. I'll take you to a place of coronation, and you'll have something that will make you forget what you had lost. Look at verse 28 there. In verse 28, then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. Now, Joseph, don't look at what they have done. Look at what I have done. God, what have you done? And God said, I told Abraham that I will take his people to a land, and they will spend some years there, and from there, the promise to Abraham will be fulfilled. That is what I am doing to you. Don't look at what they have done. I'm taking you to the place where the nation of Israel will eventually come, and from there they will grow up and they will expand, and the promise of Abraham will be fulfilled for the nation through you. I said, for our nation through you. Look at Psalm 105. I'm reading from verse 20. The king said, and loosed him. Are you tired today? Your time of being released has come. Even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. And let him go free. You're free. In verse 21, and he made him lord of his house. Didn't he lose being the overseer of Potiphar's house? Yes. Joseph, don't think about that. What you will gain will be more than what you have lost. And so don't spend your life crying, I lost being the ruler and the overseer of Potiphar's house. Now, my time has come. I thought you'll see it for yourself. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance. That's what he enjoyed in Potiphar's house. And it says that Potiphar did not know anything going on, because everything was in the hand of Joseph. I lost that. Look at this woman. The big lie she told against me, and now I lost. Don't count your losses, count your blessing. You will gain something greater. Amen. Because he now became the ruler of all the substance. Look at verse 22. In verse 22, to bind his princes at his pleasure. You know, when Potiphar threw him into the prison, they bound him. Don't look at that. The table will turn. And now he was the one to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators. Now, at home, I told my dream, and then my people said, are you going to rule over us? Be a teacher, be a leader, be a mentor, and be a trainer. And they said, it will never be. Don't mind what they have said. God has said good concerning you. Yeah. Now Joseph became the teacher of senators to teach his senators wisdom. In Genesis chapter 50, I'm looking at verse 20. But as for you, not you here, but they over there, the brothers, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. There is nothing God cannot change. There is no condition God cannot change. And there is no predicament God cannot turn around. I'm so happy I'm serving a great God, a wise God that will turn everything around in my life. How about you? It says, as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass. God will bring it to pass. Yeah. As it is this day, to save much people alive. Once again, the message from elimination through emancipation to elevation. Three things we're talking about. Number one, the garment and the guilt of Joseph's elimination. Number two, the guard and the guardians towards justified emancipation. Number three, the gate of glory into joyful elevation, exaltation. Number one, the garment, the guilt of Joseph's elimination. Three things here. Number one, the garment of grace for Joseph's bearing. Number two, the godlessness and guilt of jealous brothers. Number three, the grudge and the guile in jungle behavior. You know, and those brothers of Joseph, they were actually in the jungle. When you're at Rome, they behave like Romans. What in Babylon? They behave like Babylon. They were in the jungle and they had jungle behavior. The grudge, the guile in jungle behavior. Look at number one. Number one, we're looking at number one there, the garment. The garment of grace for Joseph's bearing. The garment of grace for Joseph's bearing. Look at Genesis chapter 37. Look at verse 3 there. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his brethren, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. Actually, that's what they saw on the outside. But on the inside, the young man had the garment of grace. Isaiah chapter 61, Verse 3. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness. A tree of righteousness. That was what Joseph was. It's not just the outer garment. That's what they saw. But the garment of grace, of righteousness, and the robe of salvation, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Look at verse 10. In verse 10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. That was the joy. It's not just the outward thing. If all you have is a beautiful, colorful clothes outside, external, that's not enough. But the garment of grace, but the robe of righteousness, but the garment of salvation, that you know your sins are forgiven, and then on the inside you are more beautiful than on the outside. Now there's a challenge, there's a problem. There are people that will, you know, look at their face in the mirror in the morning and tidy up everything and pluck their hair and do all that. There's nothing wrong in that. But if your outward look is better than your inward state, that's where the problem is. In the case of Joseph, he had the inward grace, he had the inward righteousness, he had the inward beauty, and then the coat of many colors. Look at point number two here. Number two here, the godlessness and guilt in jealous brothers. Look at chapter 37 of Genesis. Genesis 37, reading from verse 19. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. They couldn't call him now, our brother cometh. And the son of our father cometh. And some of the people there, they were the same mother. They didn't say, our blood brother cometh. Behold, the dreamer cometh. Now, if the people are jealous about you, you have something they would have liked to be there. They would have liked to possess. They would have liked to be the dreamer, but they were not. Well, if you support the dream of another person, God will give you your own dream. But if you are plotting and conspiring to kill the dream of another person, heaven will kill your own dream as well. Because what we sow is what we reap, and we get a greater harvest than what we have sown. And so they said, behold, this dreamer cometh. Look at verse 20. He said, come now, therefore, and let us slay him. You cannot. They cannot. They will not kill you. God in heaven, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, had already said, let us elevate him. And because of that, he was given the dream. And now, puny men, poor men, irrelevant men, powerless men, visionless men, they said, let us kill him. Why do you waste your resources wanting to do what cannot be done? They could not kill him. Did they kill him? They will not kill you. Amen. God sent you here to this life to do something, to get something done. You will do it. Amen. Where are you? God confirm it in your life. Amen. Don't look at the water that passes under the bridge. It is the pathway to the place where you will reach eventually. And then they said, we will say, some evil beast has devoured him, and we will see what will become of his dream. The God of resurrection will raise you up. He said, we will see what will become of his dream. Let me fast forward and see them as they came to Egypt. And then they saw a young man dressed like an Egyptian, and they didn't know this was Joseph. And then they came, they said, we were 12. One is at home, and one is not. They were standing before him that was not.
Hallelujah.
They thought, you are not. Amen. They thought, you are not there. They thought, they finished you. Resurrection will happen to you. Yeah. And they bowed before him. They stretched flat on the ground before him. We will see, they saw. All the people that are saying, we will see where you will get to, they will see.
Amen.
We will see what you will amount to, they will see.
Amen.
What's your name? I said, what's your name? Keep that name, precious name. The Lord will beautify that name. You are guilty. Look at chapter 42, verse 21. Chapter 42, verse 21. And they said one to another, we are verily guilty. Not just that we are guilty, thoroughly, wholeheartedly, internally, completely, entirely, we're verily guilty concerning our brother. Your brother, no more the dreamer. We're guilty concerning our brother in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. They regretted what they did. The people who might try to conspire against you, they are not here, so I can talk about them. The people who will try to bury you, they are not here, so I can talk about them. When they see the elevation and the exaltation that the Lord will bring into your life, they will regret their action.
Yeah.
I come to number three here. Number three, the grudge and the guile in jungle behavior. Jungle behavior. Now, there are many people that are saying, we're civilized, we're church people, we're righteous people, and we are now dignified. And the Lord has brought them to a dignified position. I say, before you say that, why don't you look at your action? They say they're civilized. They behave like uncivilized people. They say they're Christian, and their actions and their thoughts and their behavior is very much unchristian. They say they're... Allow me, I must talk to you. They say they are deeper, but their action is shallow, thoughtless. They're not looking ahead, and they're not measuring their action. Jungle men, jungle women, jungle behavior. Look at this, Genesis chapter 37, verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. Look at verse 4. In verse 4, and when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. They were bearing grudges. What has he done? Because of the coat. Coat does not mean every man, everything. The dress does not make the man. He still has to find out in life what he has to do to be the favorite of God, the favorite of heaven, and the favorite of earth. But they need to understand. Look at verse 31. In verse 31, and he took Joseph's coat. They've been after that for a long time. They looked at that coat, and that was the beginning point, the commencement of the hatred. And now they had their chance, and they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of many of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. They were going to send that to their father, and they were going to say, look at this, whether this is the coat of your son. Now, they got rid of the coat, but that didn't get rid of the dream. There are people that make their dress equal to their dream. And when you take away the dress, you take away the dream. Be higher than that they might take the coat of many colors, and they might take away from you what might give you temporary sorrow. I lost that beautiful thing. I lost that wonderful thing. Forget about that. A greater thing is coming in your life. Look at Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Leviticus 19, 18. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. Whatever they have and you don't have, whatever they possess and you don't possess, whatever coat of many colors they are dressed in and you are not dressed in that, don't grudge the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Why is that there? I am the Lord. What it means is, whether you are old covenant, new covenant, I am the Lord. What I said then, I said now, I've said now. Whether you are in the old historic dispensation or you are in today a modern dispensation, I am the Lord, and grudge will never be acceptable in the sight of the Lord, and guile, deception. See whether this coat belongs to your son. Guile will never be acceptable in the sight. Jungle behavior, mob action, that we don't like something, everybody picks up a stone. Jungle behavior, that we don't like something and we're commenting and criticizing. Jungle behavior, that something does not go well in our stomach, and because of that we're reacting to everything going around. Jungle behavior. God does not want jungle action, jungle behavior, jungle temperament, like the animals just pouncing upon a prey. There is the guilt that comes. There is the judgment that comes because of the grudges and because of the guile of jungle behavior. The Lord will touch your heart. Amen. You will know whatever others have, your own time will come. Your own provision is there. You don't have to behave in a jungle manner to have anything. You will have everything God has ordained for you. Amen. Give me a good amen.
Amen.
Let's come now to point number two. Point number two, we're looking at the guide and the guidance towards justified emancipation. All the time, The God of heaven was Joseph's guide. The God of heaven gave him guardians every time. And every place he went, from the house of the father to the road, and then to Dothan, and to where the brothers were, and then to Egypt, and to the Potiphar's house, and to the prison, even that, and then to the palace, the Lord will guide you.
Amen.
When God is guiding us, we don't have to wonder, where am I on the road to my destiny? You are in the right place on the road to your destiny.
Amen.
Where you are today, what you are hearing today, what you have heard this week, you are on the road and you're in the right place to your destiny.
Amen.
I am.
I
am on the right road, in the right place, towards my destiny. Number one, the inner garment of purity which cannot be seized. Number two, the inmate's garment in prison which cannot be sustained. Number three, the impeccable garment for progress which cannot be soiled. As we look at Joseph, number one, look at number one here, the inner garment of purity which cannot be seized. We're looking at Genesis chapter 39 verse 9. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither has he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do? How then can I, Joseph? What do you mean? Who are you? Dreamer. How can I, a dreamer? How can I, a man destined to the top? When you lose focus on your dream, on the place you are getting to, the devil can make you do anything. He lost his position, his authority, his power. He lost that sacred place in heaven. And he wants everybody to lose their destiny. And when you look focused, you don't know who you are. You don't remember who you are. You only remember in church who you are. I'm a child of God. I'm a kid of the King. I am a dreamer. You only remember during the sermon, during the message that is given. But all through your life, outside church, you don't remember who you are. You lose focus of your destiny, of your dream, of whom the Lord has called you. Then you can do anything and behave like every other person, because really you don't remember. But Joseph remembered. I will always remember. I said, I will always remember. It says, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Now, the woman will not give up as an agent to destroy the dreamer, defile the dreamer, and destroy the dream. If they are energized by Satan and they are resilient and they are persistent and they will not give up, you, energized by the Holy Ghost, energized by the Spirit of God, if those agents will not give up, you, an ambassador of Christ, you will not give up.
Yeah.
How can a prayerless woman be stronger than a prayerful man? How can a dreamless woman be stronger and greater than a person that has a dream, they will not be stronger than you are. Look at verse 12. In verse 12, and she caught him by his garment. At home, they hated him for that garment. He lost that. Now, in Potiphar's house, the woman said, I'll get you, and caught him by the garment. They will not catch you. They will not crush you. They will not conquer you. And he left his garment in her hand. Joseph, how did you leave your garment in her hand? Or I'll get a greater one. I'm going to get the garment of an achiever and the garment of a dreamer. I can leave that one. I can forsake that one because I have another garment that cannot be seized. And fled and got him out. Well, you know the story. She kept that garment and she told a big lie. This man came to do this and I seized the garment. You know, it's a fortunate man, fortunate woman that will have an inner garment of purity that cannot be seized by anyone. They can take the outward thing. Eventually, a greater thing will come for you.
Amen.
Garment of purity.
Amen.
I said garment of purity.
Amen.
Your heart. Say, I have.
Say, I have.
Nobody will take that away from me.
Amen.
Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If I keep on that garment, if I keep on struggling with a woman on that, give me my garment, give me my garment. She might overpower him and eventually the inner garment will be gone. But he said, take that, I keep this one.
Hallelujah.
I keep the garment of purity. In your life, in the office, anywhere you find yourself, whatever they are taking away, whatever they deny you of, you will keep your inner garment of purity. Give Alpha location, amen.
Yeah.
Number two, the inmate's garment in prison, which cannot be sustained. Eventually, after that big lie, he was thrown into the prison. And then they took, what garment did he even have? Now they put prison garment on him. Don't be so sad. Look at me now. I don't want anybody to take my photograph now. I'm wearing the garment of prisoners. Doesn't matter. Because that garment of prisoners will not be sustained in your life. It's a passing phase. Whatever you're going through, it's a passing phase. And that one you're going to drop. Did I hear an amen?
Yeah.
Look at chapter 41, Genesis 41. I'm reading from verse 14. Genesis 41, reading from verse 14. It says in verse 14, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself, look at this, and changed his garment and came in unto Pharaoh. Changed his garment. The king was calling him. So they removed the garment of prisoners. Today, the garment of shame will be removed out of your life. The garment of condemnation. They condemned you without even listening to you. That will be taken away. And the garment of the consequence of whatever you have done in the past, that garment will be taken away from you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm looking at something special now. Chapter 41, verse 46. Verse 46. I want to point out something here. And Joseph was how many years? Tell me. 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh. Now, let me wear the jacket of a mathematician, calculate for you. He was 17 by the time the father sent him to go and look for his brothers. And then he was sold to the Ishmaelites at that age and came to the house of Potiphar. And eventually now, by the time he got to Pharaoh, he was 30 years of age. 30 minus 17 is equal to 13. If we think of any time of deprivation, any time of separation from the family, any time of sadness once in a while, just some periods of that 13 years. And now look at chapter 50. I'm reading from verse 22. Chapter 50, verse 22. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived, tell me, 110 years. 110. If you subtract 30 from 110, that's 80 years. 80 years of ruling. 80 years of power. 80 years of authority. You know, when we think about our time of deprivation, our time in confinement, our time, it looks like the whole of our time is taken by suffering. No. Look at Joseph. Only 13 years. And even those 13 years, he was a favorite in the house of Pharaoh. Those 13 years, he was a leader and a ruler, even in the prison. You're talking about a man, even though his accommodation, his residence changed, yet the Lord was with him. I came to tell you today, the Lord will be with you. And when we take away the time of your suffering to the time, from the time of your success and elevation, the time of suffering will amount to nothing. Yeah. 80 years that he was the one in control. He was the one in charge. You will come there.
Yeah.
You will get there. Yeah. Once again, count your blessings, name them one by one, and see what God has done. Don't be in the habit of counting your losses and counting them one by one and see what they have done. What they have done is minimal, and the Lord will use what they have done as a ladder, and it'll get you to your place of destiny. I'm coming to number three here. Number three here, the impeccable garment for progress, which cannot be soiled. The impeccable garment of progress, for progress, which cannot be soiled. What's the garment that he had? He had the garment of integrity. Garment of integrity. That's why everywhere he went, promotion. If you have the garment of integrity, that's why from today, end of July 2022 until August, September, October, November, December, and then you cross over triumphantly, happily to the new year, to the important year in our country, Nigeria. You will see everything. You'll see from a vantage point, from the point of success, and from the point of joy, because you have impeccable garment for progress, which cannot be soiled. We're coming to Job chapter 29 verse 14. I put on righteousness and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. Look at chapter 27, Job chapter 27, reading from verse 5. God forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove mine integrity from me. That's Job. That's Joseph. Look at verse 6. In verse 6, it tells us, my righteousness I hold fast. Isn't that the story of Joseph? And will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Look at chapter 17, verse 9. It says, the righteous also shall hold on his way. And he that has clean hands, where are you? Clean hands. The Lord will clean up every defilement of the past in your life. It shall be stronger and stronger. It shall be stronger and stronger. The Lord doesn't ever want to see you weak. You will not be weak. Look at Joseph. When he landed in Potiphar's house, you will think somebody they just threw away from the family and they sold to the Ishmaelites. You thought you'll see despondency and sorrow and weakness, and you'll see a man that has no heart and no backbone. He came into Potiphar's house, the man was still strong. Wherever you go, you'll still be strong. Yeah. And then the woman told a big lie against him. You will think, man, what I didn't do, they said that they spoiled my name. Nobody can spoil your name. Yeah. I said nobody will spoil your name. Yeah. And now the man, even my master that made me the head of the family, now he has thrown me into the prison. You think you'll see a man that is dejected and rejected and weak and cannot do and cannot say anything. He comported himself in that prison in such a strong way that the man there said, what am I doing being the director, the manager here? Joseph, take over. You will take over. But you know, if you are dejected, look at what they said and look at what they did. I can't deceive myself. I don't have strength in my heart anymore. And I don't have any strength in my soul. If you're like that, nobody wants to pick a weak man, a weak woman, and make them to be in charge of everything. But when you score your shoulder and you say, it's not what they say that matters. It's not what they do to me that matters. It's what the Almighty God has decreed and purpose, that is what will be done. You will be stronger and stronger. What did you hear yesterday about yourself? The gossip that weakened you, God has forgiven you. Let them say what they want to say. What did you hear from people? Are you Madam so and so? Are you Mr. so and so? Yes, I am. You know the story going around in this country on social media concerning you? Go and check up and, you know, tap this and, you know, Google this, and you will see everybody is thinking that you are the dirtiest man, the dirtiest woman in the nation. No matter what they say, those are the people. They do not have any other business but to come and discourage a man, a woman that is strong and is getting stronger and stronger. The Lord has made you strong. Whatever you hear, whatever you see, whatever you read, whatever you Google, all those things will not weaken you. And Job said that the righteous shall hold on his way, and he that has clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Stronger. Where is he there? Amen. 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 A new day. Amen. A new level. Amen. A new stage. Amen. Has started in your life today. Amen. Now in Jude chapter 1 verse 21. Jude chapter 1 verse 21. Keep yourselves and the love of God. Why? Because as God is guiding you and leading you, wherever you get to on that road, keep yourself. Potiphar's wife will come, keep yourself. Imprisonment, confinement might come, keep yourself. Discouragement might come inside, keep yourself. You may hear stories that they fabricate and manufacture. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Look at verse 24. In verse 24 it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Good, amen. He, the Almighty God, is following on your trail. He's watching for you. And he loves you. He doesn't want you to fall. And the desire of the Lord is greater than the manipulation of the world, and is greater than the conspiracy of the world. And the mighty one who is interested in your life now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Let's add verse 25. In verse 25, unto him, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. It has happened in your life. We come to point number three. We're looking at point number three here, and it's the gate of glory. The gate of glory into joyful exaltation. We're coming to Genesis chapter 41. Actually, there have been many gates in the life of Joseph. That day the father sent him out, go look for your brothers. He went through a gate. And then when the brothers sold him and sent him away to another country, Egypt, he went through another gate. And when he got out of Potiphar's house, he went through another gate. And now he got into the prison, and he was going to have the gates of the prison open to appear before Pharaoh. All those events and circumstances were gates, and they were gates leading to glory. Every gate in your life, whether they are painted black or painted red or painted yellow or painted white, every gate in your life will lead to glory. Yeah. Don't look at the color. It's a gateway that will lead you to the place the Lord has ordained for your life. All things work together for good for those who are the called of God, who are called according to his purpose. That's the reason why you understand that that gate is not meant for evil. God has not slumbered, and God is not sleeping. He knows that all the gates he allows in your life, they will be gates of glory. They will lead you upward. Amen. Elevation. Amen. Where is he? Exaltation. Amen. Where is she there? The Lord confirm it in your life. Amen. We're looking at three things here. Number one, better garments than the coat of many colors. Number two, higher gain than the corruption of mean companionship. Number three, greater glory than the compensation at man's corridor. Number one, better garments than the coat of many colors. We're looking at Genesis 41. I'm reading from verse 14. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 14, and Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. Look at verse 42. And in verse 42, and Pharaoh took off his ring, that the ring of authority, from his hand, and he put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him, and clothed him in with vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. The vestures, the garments, this one now is greater than the garment he lost. You know, our heart plays a funny trick on us. And it is what our heart concentrates on that makes us feel either happy or sad. But most of the time, our mind, our focus is on what they took away from me. And you don't think of what the Lord has added into my life. Your new station in life, your new position in life, your new privilege in life, your new clothing, your new garment, your new exaltation, your new elevation. Our mind does not focus on that. Our mind focuses on the coat of many colors. Many years ago, they took that away from me. 13 years ago, they took that away from me. And I can never forget. But not Joseph. Joseph said, that one is gone. A greater thing will come in my life. And even though something is gone from your life, a greater thing will come. And now the king of Egypt. But I want to remind you that Joseph was a foreigner there. That Joseph did not go even through the process of naturalization in that country there. And Joseph did not have the support of, contact men and contact women over there. That man, as if the man was alone. But you are never alone. Amen. You will not be alone. The God of heaven will be with you. And whatever has gone out of the mouth of God in leading you up to be a dreamer, God will watch over his word to perform it in your life in Jesus' name. Now, because he depended on God, better garments than the coat of many colors. Look at number two here. Number two is higher gain than the corruption of mean companionship. Now the woman was saying, come, Joseph, I give you something. You will gain something. If you come to me and you take what I offer you, you will gain something. And Joseph said, again, it's too low. It's too low for my calling. It's too low for my dignity. It's too low for who I am. But now he had higher gain. I'm talking about you.
Amen.
Higher gain. The years to come, the time to come, will give you something you have not even labored for.
Yeah.
The God of heaven will give you a gain you could never achieve by the work of your hands. Don't allow the one that is coming cheap now, the one that is coming and they're offering, get this. If you get that one, you will lose the higher one. Get rid of that lower one. Higher gain than the corruption of mean companions. In chapter 41, reading from verse 43. Chapter 41, verse 43. God bless you.
Amen.
I again for me. I said, I again for me. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. Potiphar, where are you? Come out of the house. Somebody is riding in front of your door. Come and see. Potiphar's wife, where are you? Somebody is riding in front of your door. Come and see. They will see. They've thrown him into the prison, confined. The anger of Potiphar. The anger of Potiphar will not be the terminal end of your life. But now Pharaoh made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Look at verse 44. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh. Without thee, without you, shall no man, even Potiphar, without you shall no man, even the wife of Potiphar, without you shall no man, any of the servants in the house of Potiphar, without you shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. My message to you today is, what is coming ahead of you is greater than what has gone behind. The instruction of the Lord to you today is, don't look at the water that's already passed under the bridge. Look at the water that is coming from the spring of heaven. Your life will be refreshed. Your life will be beautiful. And everything the world has thought they'll take away from you, abundance of provision from heaven, gain from heaven, higher, better, greater than what you thought you will get. As you keep with the Lord, you will get greater gain in Jesus' name. Number three here, we're looking at number three, greater glory than the compensations at man's corridor. Now, Joseph was at Potiphar's corridor and he said, you'll be a ruler over my house. That's good. But over one house. And then you'll be the ruler over my field. That's good. Potiphar, one in millions of citizens of Egypt. And so you have rule and you have charge of this small thing. But now, for you. Now, for you. Amen. You know, before you leave this world, you will see the fulfillment of the prophecy of God upon your life. Greater glory than the compensations at man's corridor. Look at chapter 45. We're looking at verse 13. And ye shall tell my father all my glory in Egypt, and all that ye have seen. And ye shall haste and bring him and bring down my father hither. My father had seen my coat of many colors in blood, and my father thought I've died. Go and tell my father that I follow and serve and believe a God of resurrection. And look at my glory here. Anybody in the whole land of Egypt, if they're going to be sustained alive and eat, they come to me. And you have come from my father's house. And if you are going to live and the family is going to live, you have to come here. Go and tell my father, I am not dead. I am alive. If I knew your father, I'll go and tell him today, you have not died. Your dream has not died. Your future has not died. Your destiny has not died. If I knew your relatives, if I knew your primary school classmates, if I knew your secondary school classmates, if I knew the undergraduates that graduated with you, if I knew your co-workers, and if I knew those who have been thinking that, you know, you are dead, you are forgotten, I would allow myself that you sent me to them. Okay, if I don't know them, wherever they are, I want to announce to them that my brother, my sister,
amen,
my friend,
amen,
my family,
amen,
person there, you are not dead.
Amen.
You are alive.
Amen.
And the glory that is to come will be greater and higher and better than any glory you have lost. Rise up to that glory. Rise up to that glory. Rise up to that glory. As you close your eyes to the past. Close your eyes to what is gone. Then you open your eyes and you will know a new day has started for you today. Where are you? Where are you? Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord a new day. That dream, that prophecy, that destiny, that thing that the Lord himself has ordained for you, greater glory.